This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. While the government led by his then-rival President Alassane Ouattara has allowed for Gbagbo's return to Ivorian soil, there are already concerns about what role the divisive former leader might play in national politics. On Thursday, police in Abidjan used tear gas to disperse Gbagbo supporters as they gathered along the route that the former Ivory Coast president was set to travel after his arrival back home. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Kaunda was admitted to the hospital on Monday, and officials later said he was being treated for pneumonia. Kaunda was a leader of the campaign that ended British colonial rule, and he became Zambia's first democratically elected president in 1964. He led the country, which became a one-party state until 1991, when he lost in an election following the introduction of multi-party politics. During his rule, Kaunda made Zambia a center for anti-colonial groups fighting to end white minority rule in southern African countries, including Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and